think it's easy to compartmentalize our weight loss journeys from our faith journeys and to really wonder, does God care about the struggle with weight? It almost seems silly to ask him, right? And I'm wondering if maybe you've considered, like, if I go on a journey to get insanely healthy, does God even really care about that, right? So today I want to talk about three reasons why your weight loss journey is glorifying to God. Let's talk. Hey, welcome to the Kingdom Fit Moms podcast, where we believe that you can go on a journey to lose weight for the last time. I know you've tried all the things and you may not believe me yet, but when you do weight loss the Kingdom Fit Moms way, everything changes. You're in the right place if weight is constantly on your mind, you're confused about food, you're missing out on memories, and maybe even putting your dreams off for another day because this weight struggle is no joke. We're a community and we're on a mission to invite God into this weight loss journey so you can shed the burden and shine your light. I want you to start living and believing in the version of yourself that heaven sees. Let's get started. Today, we're celebrating 100 episodes on the Kingdom Fit Moms podcast, over 20,000 downloads. You guys are amazing. I'm so blessed to be in your AirPods and to just be podcasting. I remember, probably 5, 6, 7 years ago, I first discovered podcasts. And I remember listening to all these amazing speakers sharing their hearts. And I never would have imagined doing it myself at that time, but God, right? And he's just taken me on a journey to understand that I can be an entrepreneur, that I can grow a business, that I can bless people with my giftings and with my call in a way that's different than what the world says I should do. And so here we are. So I asked the Holy Spirit, how should we celebrate? And I want to celebrate by thanking you, again, first of all, for trusting me and for listening and for encouraging me that this is content that you enjoy. And I know that many of you are hopping into Fit Moms Accelerator. And if you're brand new or maybe you haven't heard Fit Moms Accelerator, it's our 10-week weight loss boot camp where you get to learn how to stop jumping from diet to diet, how to gain consistency and break up with that all or nothing thinking and learn why you've struggled with weight for so long so that you can heal. And this accelerator program, you get access to it for an entire year. But many women inside of the accelerator, they go through the process. And over the past year, I've had a large percentage of these women upgrade into the academy where we get to work together one-on-one and dive into just even deeper into what's going on in your heart. What are your struggles? What are the hangups that are keeping you from walking in complete freedom? And inside Fit Moms Academy, we have these weekly group calls, accountability groups, so that you're really immersed. And if you commit to the academy and you're saying, all right, I'm doing this, it makes it so much easier to break free because, again, you're fully immersed. This is not a drill anymore. But anyway, the reason I'm telling you all this is that for my podcast listeners, I am giving away, as a celebration for our 100th episode, I'm giving away 5 $1,000 scholarships this week only to work with me inside of the academy. And you get to be a part of this high vibe community and learn to get vulnerable, honestly. It's a really big part of the women's success that I work with. And it's a safe place to process what's really going on in your health journey. Just imagine a bunch of women just like you who have struggled for a long time and get it and also have such a heart and passion for the Lord. So this is by application only. You can apply down in the show notes or come hang out inside a Kingdom Fit Moms Facebook group where you will see the application in there as well. So this will give you $1,000 off of working with me if you are accepted. And I am excited to meet you if you are one of the 5 who are joining us this month inside of Fit Moms Academy. And again, I just want to thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to Kingdom Fit Moms, and I'm pumped for many more episodes and many more interviews and many more freedom stories. where we're going to share that women are breaking free from the bondage of excess weight. So go shed the burden and shine your light. Three reasons your weight loss journey is glorifying to God. Maybe you never really thought of it this way. Again, as I said in the introduction, many of us tend to separate our weight loss journey from our faith journey, and they seem like they don't really coincide. After all, like, the faith journey should be super spiritual, you know, in the Word, et cetera, right? And why would God care that I'm up 10 pounds? Well, I want to talk about maybe a different perspective and hopefully encourage you that when you commit, when you give your yes and say, okay, I understand that this is important, that honoring my body is important and I want to lose weight, that I think that it really is glorifying to God in these three ways specifically. So the first thing I want to talk about is that God, He gave us this one and only body, and we get to choose what we do with it. So I want you to imagine that you spent a bunch of money creating a piece of art for somebody, and you knew that they would love it, and it was really precious, and you spent a lot of time and energy on it. And then you went over to their house and you realized that they kept it in the closet and they let it collect dust and scrapes. And I just want you to think about kind of how that would make you feel versus if they hung it on the wall and they dusted it regularly and they took really good care of it. That would honor the gift that they gave you, or that you gave them, sorry. And another example that I want to think about, let's just pretend that it's your, I don't know, 30th birthday and somebody gave you a car. That would be awesome, right? I would love a car or a van. I'm in van life now. We don't have a van. We have, as a side note, we have a lovely excursion that my husband's grandfather handed down, and it's from, I don't know, it's probably over 20 years old, but it's a diesel engine, and so it's nice and loud, and it gets everybody around. But I love pulling into our homeschool co-ops and, or really anywhere where a bunch of moms hang out, and seeing all the vans. I love it, and I'm secretly wanting a van someday. So anyway, let's pretend like someone gave you a van, and then a year later, a year later, you filled the car with a bunch of scrapes and junk inside, and it was filled with, you know, a bunch of, I don't know, whatever you collect in there, and it was just a giant mess. Now, I also want to just give a little caveat that my car is nowhere near perfectly clean. In fact, it's kind of my outlet for not being perfect, but the point is that someone gave you this amazing van and you've totally trashed it, okay? So they would probably be disappointed, right? To say the least. So the point of these analogies is that when we fuel our bodies well, it's really honoring the gift of the one and only body that we are given. And I understand that God is beyond our own emotions about gifts, but you get the idea. But it's really a gift back to the Lord, because we recognize that life is short and fragile and precious, and we are guaranteed nothing. But we are at least setting our body up to perform its best for as long as God wants us to have us here on earth. We actually have a fair amount of impact on the course of our life depending on how we treat our body. And I know that God is sovereign, and I know that He knows our days and the seasons of our life, but also there is the law of sowing and reaping, and we will reap what we sow into our body to some capacity. And I've seen so many patients in my office. So again, I've been a PA for over a decade, and I've seen so many patients in their 40s or 50s or 70s or beyond reaping the consequences of treating their body like garbage for years. And sometimes they are very regretful and remorseful and have that attitude of, man, if only I would have. We actually have a lot of impact on whether or not we will end up on several medications or in the doctor's office repeatedly. And again, I know that it no disease is totally within our control, but the majority of diseases are lifestyle preventable, and our food is our very best medicine. So all that to say, will you choose to fuel your body well to honor the gift? My next point as to why your weight loss journey is honoring to God. So your weight loss journey and the process of seeing, of people seeing you transform, it can really open up conversations about what God is doing in your life so that you can share the gospel and kingdom living. I know that a lot of women feel insecure about losing weight because they are getting more attention. And I know that for many women, weight has become a safe place to hide from past traumas or abuse or not wanting to show up fully or whatever that is. So when they start to get more attention, it can feel like, oh, I don't want the focus on me. But I think that if you see this differently and you see this as a way to glorify God and maybe even share a tiny snippet of what He's doing in your heart, it can really make somebody take a step back and say, whoa, like she's not just doing Optavia or counting calories or whatever. Like there's so much more to her journey. I want to know more. I was recently having a conversation with a student who is inside of the academy, and I'm working with her one-on-one, and she's down below her pre-pregnancy weight, I think about 25, 30 pounds already. And we were talking about how she is going through this journey of switching to real food. And honestly, she's lost most of her weight without any type of exercise at all. She's just eating the Fit Mom's way. And now her friends are starting to ask her, like, hey, what are you doing? And because she's not only changing her diet, but really diving in and letting God work in her heart and showing her where she's been operating out of an orphan spirit and not believing that abundant life is for her, that transformation, she's able to share the work of the gospel and the kingdom in her life through a weight loss program. And she's encouraging her friends. She has young kids and she has friends who also have young kids, and it's a tough phase of life to get your health under control. And she's encouraging them that you don't have to feel hopeless. It's totally doable. And it's opening this door to conversations with friends and even acquaintances who notice the shift in her body and also her demeanor to say, what happened to you, essentially, right? In the very best way. And she gets to share testimony that, you know, will eventually help women to change their way of thinking as well. Okay, the last reason that I want you to remember that your weight loss journey is glorifying to God is that you get to be the chain breaker for your family. The Bible talks in several places about how the sins of the father are passed down to the third and the fourth generation. So if we are struggling with our weight and we don't have a good relationship with food and, you know, we have certain diseases that are the effect of that, if that sin is not broken, it's likely to be passed on and on and on to people that we will never even meet. And we all know that the effects of obesity, they affect many, many areas of life. Again, creating disease, I've said this before in some of my past testimonies, my story, but I just remember sitting there in PA school and we would learn the different body systems and the different diseases that are common in each body system. And then we would learn within those diseases, the predisposing factors. And I mean, almost every disease, not every, but most had obesity as a predisposing factor. And so we have to just be real about that. Obesity also affects lack of confidence, creates low energy, our thoughts become obsessed with it, and instead of having our thoughts open to hearing from the Holy Spirit. So when you're committing to doing the hard work of a lifestyle makeover and breaking that chain in your family, you can then extend extra blessing to generations. And I believe that this blessing of breaking this chain and teaching good health and teaching how to honor the body in a way that's not shame-filled and is exciting and fun and back to the roots of how we're created, that legacy is going to be passed on to generations and generations and generations and just create a positive ripple effect where we're basically saying, like, I'm sorry, enemy, but you cannot have this place in our family anymore. And if you don't break the chain, mama, if you don't break it, then somebody else is going to have to do that. And I know a lot of you tell me this, like you see that your preteen or your teenager is starting to go on this path of either struggling with weight or having food addictions or worrying about their body. And I just want to encourage you that you don't have to have it all figured out and you don't need to be perfect and you don't even need to necessarily talk about weight. Instead, the best way, in my opinion, to approach this is just with vulnerability and what God is doing in your heart and just sharing, like, hey, I recognize that I haven't been eating the way that God wants me to eat. And I am repenting, and I just want to say I'm sorry to God, and I'm sorry to you because I haven't taught you well. So can we go on this journey together? And just inviting them into that. That will be very impactful to your children, to your husband, to all of those involved. And it's important to remember that we aren't just meant to be overweight or struggle with poor health. I know if you've grown up in a family where that's the norm, it can seem like, oh, that's just what happens. I'm a human and I'm going to end up overweight when I get older, but that's not a part of your birthright. And we know that the enemy has influenced every area of society, including health. And when you commit to being the one to break that off in your family and make healthy living normal, that is so honoring to God, who has given you this gift of health in the first place. And I just want to, again, give a little caveat that if you're listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, I want to be that chain breaker. I want to be the one to stop this. Don't do it alone. And so again, as a thank you for being our listeners, I'm giving you an opportunity to work with me for $1,000 off. And maybe you're listening to this and thinking, man, I know that I need the help. I know that I need the people. And it's not just me that's helping you. I help you, but we have Fit Moms Academy leadership team who lead accountability groups. We do weekly group calls. And this is a tight-knit community who is committed to breaking the chains. And so if you're listening and you're feeling that nudge, like, man, I know I got to do something. I just really want you to pray about considering working with the health coach. And we want to invite you into the Fit Moms tribe to make this your place of healing. So in summary, yes, you should connect your weight loss and your faith journeys, and you should know that your decision to get well, it's so honoring to your Heavenly Father. It's a love note back to Him for the good gift of your body. It's opening up a conversation to share the gospel as you go through this transition the Fit Mom's way, and you get to be a chain breaker to break the stronghold in your family and influence generations to come. When you have this mindset, and you really learn to believe it and let that sink in from your head to your heart, you can't fail. And you get to see an abundance of fruit in every area of your life. So blessings to you today, Fit Mom. Go break some chains and believe that weight loss is possible for you. Hey Fit Mom, if this episode blessed you today and you can think of somebody else who's struggling in her weight loss journey, would you consider sharing this week's episode with her to give her a sense of hope? And then while you're at it, hop on over to our free Facebook community, Kingdom Fit Moms, for daily encouragement and support. Let's go shed the weight to shine the light.